This is a podcast by Lumina, the perfect space to innovate, collaborate, and grow in health, science, and tech.
Dr. Padma Gadia, welcome to Health Tech Talks.
Thanks for having me here, Rebecca.
Dr. Padma, you describe yourself as a leading healthcare consultant and disruptor. You're an experienced dentist, entrepreneur, and advocate for leveraging technology in dentistry to enhance patient care and practice efficiency. You're the creator of Smilo, and we're going to learn more about Smilo.ai today. You're also an author and a renowned speaker. It's an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today, Dr. Padma, as the third interview in our three-part series on business and client relationship automation. Let's start by talking about Smilo.ai, such a great business name. Can you tell us what Smilo.ai is and how the idea for the business came about?
Smilo.ai is a digital platform that uses artificial intelligence and smartphone technology to bring dentists in your pocket. We do dental checkups, no pain, no needles, low cost, and guess what? In less than 3 minutes, you get your personalized oral health report anywhere, anytime, just a click of a button.
And you don't have to go to the dentist?
No. You do it all from where you are, where you're comfortable, no anxiousness, no anxiety. You can do it from your smartphone.
So it uses artificial intelligence or AI. Now, AI is becoming a tool many businesses are gravitating towards. How is AI built into your platform?
We use image recognition and computer vision technology. Basically, as a dentist, which I am, how I would look into your teeth and identify problems. In the same way, we get you to submit 5 of your mouth selfies. And based on what we can see, like a dentist, that's how our AI is trained. We identify problems, screen them for you, and tell you what's going on in simple, plain language, making communication, education simple and easy.
So I can be sitting at home, take some photos. I am assuming that would be guided by the app so that you're getting all the angles that you need.
Absolutely.
And that then is sent through to a dentist, or does the AI then do that part?
The AI does the part. That's how we have trained it. Post that, we do have different call to actions, whether it's booking a service with a dentist based on the recommendations that you need treatment done, or maybe you don't need a treatment but need better products to use at home. That's where the actual oral care happens. That's at home. Or you can talk to a dentist via telehealth.
So how did you come up with the idea?
I'm a dentist myself, a multi-practice owner myself, but inherently I was looking at, as a dentist, I can treat 8 patients to 10 patients a day. As a multi-practice owner, I could treat, 100, 200 patients a day. But even in a country like Australia, where we have the best healthcare systems in the world, more than 50% of our population do not visit the dentist.
Is that right?
Absolutely. And this number is just rising and rising because of the cost of living.
Is that the main reason they don't go, because of the cost of living, or is it that fear as well that some people have?
We've done our research, and the research says it's not just the cost, it's the unknown. They don't know what's going to come out and how much it's going to cost. The second is the fear. Fear of their, you know, past experiences. Fear of the needle. Fear of the smell. Fear of the sound. You know, it's a drill, fill and bill kind of a thing. So that can all cause a lot of anxiety within people. But another important thing that actually highlighted once I started building Smilo.ai is accessibility to care. A lot of our rural, regional population are priority population, you know, the disabled, the kids, and our older population do not actually get the care that they want or they deserve. And we were building a solution with scale in mind, with the ability to be available all the time, making it affordable for them, and most importantly, take the barrier of cost and fear out.
So you've gone from being a dentist, working clinically every day, to now being an entrepreneur. What challenges have you come across in that journey and then also developing the app?
Challenges are part of an entrepreneur's life, and especially if you're solving a problem of this caliber. oral health has always been, you know, neglected by people. It's only when you're in pain that you actually go to the dentist. So the biggest challenge has been the education piece, the knowledge gap, and making sure to let people know that a solution like this exists. And this is a possibility. And we'll be able to do a lot more than just do dental checkups, like diabetes, heart diseases, pregnancy, cancer care. There's a lot of impact of oral health on all these kind of diseases as well. So there is more to what we are doing than just remote dental checkups. Now, building the app was because I'm a non-technical founder. I come from a very strong clinical background and a business background. I've built multiple brick and mortar businesses. So the biggest challenge was for me to understand how the technical world works, how the MVP is made, how do you collect feedback from people, and all the regulatory compliance framework, the legality around it. We didn't have to think all this in a brick and mortar business because we already had a fixed formula around it. So the challenges while building the solution or the app is, you know, you have to be very precise and efficient with everything you do, from as simple as UI UX research to making sure your AI works and is actually doing a great job at what it is. And then figuring out how to actually bring the solution out in the market and promote it and sell. So every step as an entrepreneur, I've been challenged. As a founder, I've been challenged. As a clinician, I've been challenged, right? So it's been a fun ride, but one of the most difficult rides I've taken.
And you're still going.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the passion to solve this problem. It's the purpose, because over 85% of the global population do not have access to oral health care. And if we can bring this into their hands, it will just change the way we've been perceiving how dental care, dentistry, or oral health is.
And as you were saying, the flow-on effects of oral health on your entire health is just so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's the insights we are deriving at the moment, especially with diabetes care, pregnancy, young kids, young mothers, cancer care. That's where we are actually seeing a lot more impact that can be created.
Now, Padma, what are the benefits of Smiload for dental practices? How can the app connect with patients better and drive practice growth?
I'm a dental practice owner myself. When a patient walks into the chair, that's when we all get paid. And we do not have a way of connecting with our patients once they've left the practice efficiently. And we only see them, what, every 6 months if they're really good? But most of them every 2 to 3 years, right? So that's where Smilo comes in to help, reassuring them that we are there in their pocket when they need us. And people going through extensive dental treatment, it's a reassurance for them that they can submit the photos if something's going on, if there's a bleeding, a suture that's ruptured, it's still hurting after about 7 to 8 days. It just helps them to communicate with their dentist better, saves on traveling, saves on time. And for dental practices, this is a cost-effective solution, because otherwise, over that 15 minutes of review, they have to maintain the infection control, they have to pay their DAs, but they cannot actually charge the patient because the treatment's already done. So with all of that, it improves productivity and efficiency for dental practices. So they are saving time, making more money.
And tell me more about how the app then takes care of the day-to-day matters. Does this mean less admin work for dental practice owners?
Yes, there is less admin work, but it promotes communication better. The patient, the front office, and the dentist are all on the same page, which makes them run on time. It's more than the admin work in dental practices. The biggest challenge for us is to run on time and making sure we're all on the same page, making communication and education simpler, right? So even if the patient submits these images before they come into the practice, the front office knows how much time to book them for. The dentist knows, okay, the patient's coming for this problem, but what else do I need to speak to them about in this appointment so that I can treatment plan them better? So all throughout, there is efficiency, efficiency, and efficiency.
You're listening to Health Tech Talks, a podcast series delivered by Lumina. To find out more about Lumina, visit the website luminagoldcoast.com.au and sign up today to receive your Lumina Opportunities Pack. We've touched on this, Padma, but I wondered as well, from a patient perspective, how do they actually use the app and what are the benefits?
It's a simple link. Click on it. It's self-explanatory. Tell us why you're there. Submit your photos. The app actually directs you or guides you in the process. In 3 minutes, we give you your personalized oral health report with identifying what's going on in your mouth and making recommendations for you.
Do you see children being able to use it, like parents using it on their children?
Absolutely. That's something I really advocate for because habits start young and we know that a lot of kids miss school because of dental problems. In Australia alone, our numbers have risen 3 times more during COVID. Kids complaining of toothache, untreated tooth decay. Queensland alone sees more than 20,000 dental hospitalizations every year. So you can imagine it's mostly the kids. And we don't want them to have that anxiety or fear of dental pain, or we don't want them to miss school or have any confidence issues because of oral health care. So starting young and using this on kids is absolutely my personal vision.
And so all the children would have to do is just stand there while mom or dad or their carer takes some photos in their mouth.
And trust me, we've done this experiment before and kids absolutely love it. And they're so good at taking pictures than me or any mum there. They're so good at it. And they actually have a better educational experience of their oral health than anything because they can actually see, oh yeah, I'm not brushing here properly. Oh, look at that. What's that black thing there? I should brush them. Oh, why do you think that's happening to me? Is it because of my lollies? So you will get them to interact with you better with no fear.
So where do you see Smilo.ai in the next 2 years, Padma?
Globally. We're already working in the Indian market. We're already moving into the Middle East market. We want to have an extensive range of customers that we work here in Australia as well, whether it is the dental practices, pharmacies, the disability space. We've already got a grant in the aged care space to customize a solution for aged care. So we will be working with organizations that work with the chronic disease patients, like diabetes or heart diseases or cancer. So that's where we are focused here in Australia.
When did you start?
Oh, I must say this was my COVID baby. It just started as an idea, you know. We had a lot of time. You know, as during COVID, one of the professions that was highly impacted was dentistry because we are a high aerosol producing profession. We realized, I realized at that time as a practice owner, if a patient doesn't come in, we don't get paid, firstly. Second of all, everybody can put off dentistry until they are in pain. And thirdly, how do we actually monitor our patients who are going through aligner treatment, who are going through some real high level of gum care that is going on, like gum treatments that are going on? How do we monitor kids, especially because they're at home eating whatever? How do we manage their caries, like decay and everything? So that was a question I was constantly asking myself, and that's how we came up with the solution.
Now, Padma, you're a graduate of the Lumina X Health Tech Accelerator Program. And for those who aren't familiar with the program, Lumina X is a leading Australian accelerator that takes startups through a rapid health tech program aimed at accelerating growth and fast-tracking connections and customers. How did the program accelerate your business?
Firstly, there are many accelerators in Australia. What stands out and what differentiates LuminaX is it's a health tech accelerator. And health tech is not something that is talked about enough in the venture space, in the startup space, because the success Australia has seen is mainly around mining, around advertising, edtech, fintech. Health tech is still, you know, a budding kind of an area. So an accelerator purely focused onto health tech, an accelerator purely focused in a health precinct, like, you know, where it's so close to Gold Coast Hospital and all the other healthcare institutions like Griffith. So that is what makes LuminaX very, very different, firstly. Secondly, from my experience here, I think the mentoring was fantastic. I think we have to give a huge round of applause for Ben Dren, who actually put the effort to understand not only the problem and the solution, your company and everything, but you as a founder. What is your vision? So they can connect the right dots and create pathways of connections, introductions, networking. I think that's what you need to create for a founder. You know, we need that support as we are growing. That's what LuminaX gave me. That safe place where I could actually come and share my challenges. I could openly ask for help. Even today, I can still come back and ask for help. So that's the sort of trust and support they have given me.
Padma, what advice do you have for other business owners looking for support and advice in business?
Look, I think I'm too young to give anybody any advice. But what I would say is know what you want, know your strengths, know your weaknesses too, right? And never, never, never hesitate to go and ask for help.
There's so many
things that we think we know, but we don't know. So there is no ego, no hesitation, no judgments, especially in spaces where people are actually building businesses and solving problems. So go for it. Follow your heart. Follow your dream. But make sure you create a cohort of people around you who are there to lift you up, because this journey as a business owner, an entrepreneur, a startup founder is very, very challenging and mentally draining.
You mentioned there about the challenges of being a founder of a startup business, being a business person, an entrepreneur. And something that you talked about before we started our interview was just that self-care and looking after yourself. How important has that been for you on this journey?
Look, we all know self-care is very important, but then the business needs, the family needs, the personal needs come, you know, much ahead of self-care. And though I've been pretty decent, I would say I've not been great. There has been ups and downs in the way I even approach things. And I had come from quite a stressful atmosphere myself, being a dentist, running multiple practices and stuff. But this game is completely different. If you do not have the discipline, if you do not have a routine, and you do not have a set of people you can talk to on a regular basis, you might call them advisors, you might call them board members, you can call them anything. I just call them my panic button. So you need that people, because there will be brain fog, there will be roadblocks all the time. As a health tech founder, a female founder on the top of that, the biggest thing is there are very few wins, probably the ones you post on LinkedIn, but there is bunch of failures that you never talk about, right? So you actually need to be strong and strong-hearted, mentally strong, and look after yourself, because this journey is not easy. It's long. It's a lot of sleepless nights, early mornings, non-stop meetings, travel. Your food gets affected, you know, your relationships can be affected. So making sure even before you start and having that conversation, having that communication with your family is very, very important.
Now, in 2023, you were named as one of Queensland's 40 under 40 by In Queensland. Congratulations. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
Now, this program acknowledges the movers and shakers of the young business world. What did that recognition mean to you and your business, Padma?
Oh, Rebecca, I can't express that in words because, you know, I'm a migrant. I moved to Australia from India. And I did not even imagine something like that can ever happen to me, right? It was not in, you know, my goals or dreams. I'm a small town girl, moved to Australia with just a dream of having a better life. But this country has welcomed me with open arms, given me opportunities, given me a chance to build a life where it's not only growing personally, but also professionally. I don't have to think. I can go and attempt to do something totally different. So this recognition for me was more than just an award. It was like, the work I have done is meaningful. It's actually impacted people. It's actually being recognized. So that was the sort of happiness it brought to me. It was not the award. It was like, I am truly being accepted as an Australian now. The work I'm doing is being appreciated. So that was that moment, you know, the penny dropping moment for me as I was walking through to collect the award.
That's so very special. Congratulations. Thank you so much for talking with us today. It's been really wonderful and I can't wait to see where Smilo.ai is in a couple of years' time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed our three-part series on business and client relationship automation. If you've liked this episode and other episodes of Health Tech Talks, we'd love it if you could write a review or give us a 5-star rating so that others can find our podcast.